First reading is from the Old Testament in Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The word of God for the people of God. The second reading is from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
This summer, I have been up and down U.S. 131 more times than I care to count. I am a grandmother of a baseball player, and we have gone up and down 131 going to baseball games, baseball tournaments, whatever we have to do to get this kid to play ball. Now, out here on 44th, or between 44th and 28th Street someplace, is a billboard that says, "A goal without a plan is just a wish." The first time I saw it, I didn't think much of it, and I sort of giggled to myself, well, that's an odd thing to put out there on this highway. But then the more I thought about it, the more I could see things fall into place. Things in my past, even things in my future that had been wished for. I used to tell my children that, as well as high school students that I counseled with, to make goals you know are attainable, say, 3 to 6 months out. The reason being, goals can rarely be attained when they are sensible. I've known folks that have set goals like this. In 10 years, I want that house. It's got to be in that neighborhood. I want this job, and I'm going to drive that kind of car, and oh yes, I'm going to have X number of dollars in the bank. Well, all that's quite admirable, but some of these people fail their goals. It can be a very humbling experience with loss of self-esteem, self-worth, and guess what? Those plans were set aside by another man. They didn't stop to think or even recognize in the first place that their goals had already been made for them. Now, I'm not saying that setting goals is wrong. I'm saying it's a great and natural thing to do when we allow our God to direct those plans and guide those goals. I read somewhere that if we set goals, we can help things happen. Instead of living out of memory, goals help us live out of imagination. Now, I suppose that it could be true if, and I repeat if, we don't forget that we need God's guidance in all things. I suppose if we live out of memory, our lives wouldn't be great. I don't know where they'd go, and I don't know how fast it would go. But an imagination full of common sense and true commitment is probably a welcome attribute to a solid life. Some of you may be familiar with Rick Warren. He's a pastor of a megachurch, the Saddleback Church in California, and he has written some really good stuff. Before I came here, I was privileged to be part of a small group. We studied first the purpose-driven church and then the purpose-driven life, and they are wonderful things to study in a small group. But Rick Warren has written a commentary on goal setting, and it contains this message, among others. Goals are for spiritual discipline. We need to set goals to grow in our faith. They stretch us and help us become all God wants us to be. God sets goals for history that have not happened yet. He has set goals for his family, the church, that have not happened yet. He has set goals for us that haven't happened yet. Now, as far as I can see, the ultimate goal was the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That lot had already been cast by his immaculate conception. God had a plan set in motion to satisfy the goal of all men being forgiven for their sins. all men could have eternal life, and all men could know that his unending grace was there for them, and the mercy, and for all that blame, all men would praise his name forever. Now, as Michael read, the Old Testament lesson tells us a little bit about that God doesn't always let man's plans happen. How many of us know that? It doesn't happen that way. I think we can all agree. And when I was still working in my nursing career, I had a goal. It was always a goal of mine to work until the end of a shift. I'd be old then, older than I was then. And I would go down and punch the time card, turn my time card in, go back down the hall and have my nurse aides admit me as a patient. That didn't happen. Here I am. Obviously that didn't happen, but you know what? I had to laugh a few weeks ago when young Trevor was relating his experience working with those people on their youth mission trip to Milwaukee. Now, I did not take offense. Trust me, I did not take offense. But first of all, I'm one of all those people. And I'm not so bad, and neither are you. But he's not old enough to know that some of those people no longer have goals or plans or very, very few wishes. And the time Trevor and the others spent with those residents was priceless and meant the world to them. I really wanted to tell him that he doesn't have to go to Minneapolis to make a difference in residents' lives. There's plenty of need right here in town. Many of them have no one. And if they had a wish, it would probably be to have a visitor. Those people have a wealth of information to impart to us, especially to the young folks. They will gladly recount their hopes and dreams, their goals and their wishes with anyone who will listen. When we look closer at the New Testament verse today, we see that we are pressed towards the higher goal or the higher prize. The prize consists of things where Jesus is and the hope laid up in heaven. It seems to me that a goal with this plan and this prize offers no other option. Why would we not ascribe to such a plan? One summer, when I was attending Concordia Lutheran Seminary in Fort Wayne, I met a very nice young lady. She was a classmate of mine, and we were from all over the United States, and we were all organists at different denominations of churches. I think she was an organist for a Baptist church someplace in Terre Haute, Indiana, if my memory goes there. We all got into a lengthy discussion one night about forgiveness and salvation and mercy and grace and all that stuff. And, well, she asked how she knew she had it or what she was going to get. She didn't know that all she had to do was ask for it. She didn't know that she'd already been blessed by God. She didn't know that all she had to do was let God take over. All she had to do was not worry so much about doing and keeping track of her good deeds, and to accept Jesus Christ and to let him love her and guide her. She was a mess. She had no idea how to grow as a Christian. She was stuck. She had no idea how to set goals for Christian growth, to stretch and learn, and perhaps it would take her out of her comfort zone, but that's exactly what needed to happen in order for her goals to be met, with the plans that God had set aside just for her. And I've often wondered how she made out in her faith walk with Jesus. As I sometimes read through the reread portions of my scripture, I think of the disciples. When those three in the boat were told to follow me, I don't think that their goals reached much further than just to go catch fish that day. And the others, they gave up everything to follow a man some of them did not know, but had only heard of. What were their goals? By the time these 12 had spent a few years with Jesus, they had to know what was planned out for them, even as the Last Supper took place and the crucifixion was over. They knew the holy plans for them had been made and the goals had been set, and there was no turning back. And I can only imagine that they were compounded with the confusion, the grief, the disbelief, and even then, they knew that they would continue to spread the gospel and preach and teach among the multitudes. I'm sure you're aware of, you know, that we can enroll in the course of the class for just about anything. You name it, there's a class or course out there for it. tricky and expensive. There's a lot of hours of lecture. There's a lot of videotape presentations, and there is a lot of reading. And so, yes, you can take a course on how to achieve powerful goals. But here's the thing. The requirements. These requirements are not particularly difficult, but listen to this. You have to relax. You have to open your mind. You have to absorb the knowledge, perform the exercises, and begin a mindset shift. Now, these courses were geared, that I was looking at on the computer, they were geared towards financial goals and becoming successful. But what if? What if we just relax and let the plans God has made for us happen? What if we open our minds to hear what God is saying to us? What if we perform all those exercises and absorb the knowledge that we learn from reading the Bible, studying God's Word, going to God in prayer? And what if we begin our mindset shift and truly embrace being a child of God? What would our goals for a Christian life look like then? So, setting goals is not a bad thing, but just like choices, they should be thought out and constructed in a way that would be pleasing in His sight. The effect of these goals could determine who you are and how you live your life. I can readily admit, I've already told you that I've made goals, some in the past, that have not been met, some have been met, I'll bet you have too. Again, I was a lot younger then, and I didn't get that God was the planner and governor of my life. I knew it. I knew it as well as I knew my own name, but I didn't get it. I was busy in college. I was raising my children. I was too engrossed in my career. I didn't realize that these were obstacles that could block my relationship with God and prevent me from having a fruitful and rewarding life on this earth, and certainly in my heavenly home. But as I approach being one of those people, I finally got it. And what's more, I truly believe it. So, if we set our hearts and minds on the goal God has set for us, if we follow those plans set out ahead of us, we will rejoice one day when the goal has been attained. One day, Jesus Christ will come again, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen.